Welcome to the Connections Church YouTube and online channel. Our desire is that every person who watches and listens to the preaching of God's Word would be helped, inspired, transformed, and mobilized. Join us now as we dive into the preaching of the living Word of God.
I'm going to share this Word with you today. And the Word today is about rediscovering Jesus. Our theme for this month is rediscovering Jesus. Our theme for the year is towards Jesus, and I want to read from John 14, verse 6 to 7, where it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is saying that he is the way, he is the path, and he is the road to the Father. This is what he's saying. He also says, no one comes to the Father except through me. If you've known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you will know him and have seen him. Jesus draws us towards the Father. Jesus draws us towards the Father. Amen? Let us pray. Father, I just want to thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Father, that this morning we get to worship you, even in the Word, Lord. We got to worship you in song. We got to worship you in child blessing, Father, but now we get to worship you in the Word. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, that this Word will be fit for today, that it'll be a Word that falls on fertile ground, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that you never let us down. You always hear for us, Father. You say you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And Father, this morning I want to pray that you would use me as a vessel fit to carry your Word. And I pray, Father, that you will always, always be present here with us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here. We welcome you into this place. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. All right, I've entitled my message, The Wanderer. And I want us to watch this video.
How easy it is for us to forget what it was like when we were once family. The times we shared. How easy it is for us to forget how to love. How easy it is for us to forget how to smile. Easy to forget.
Papa, it's me, Papa.
Say, you have more bowling. You have to get it.
But it's even harder not to love.
Ma.
Ma.
嘅法。仔。
Isn't that just wonderful? Just the love of a father for his son. Amen. So we're going to go into a profound teaching of the prodigal son. And it's from Luke 15, verse 11 to 32. I first want to tell you a story. Growing up, my dad was quite the protective man. I think a little bit overprotective. Because he would go with me. I had long blonde hair. Look there. I had long blonde hair. You wouldn't say that now. Anyway, I had long blonde hair at the age of 5. And it's not that funny. I was a little girl. At the age of 5, we used to go to the hairdresser, and then my dad would come with me, and he would watch that hairdresser with a hawk eye. She wasn't allowed to take more than what she was supposed to. I don't believe that dads in our house do that at all. But he also, the one thing that he also did, he was very strict when it came to when I was going out at night. Or going anywhere, for that matter. So like I said, he was extremely protective. But going to church was fine. But going out was a no-no. Did we have difficult times? Absolutely. Did we have conflict? Absolutely. It wasn't always sunshine and roses between dad and I. And so for many of you, you can identify with maybe fathers who weren't present. Maybe they were hurtful. Maybe they were angry all the time. Maybe they were abusive, and maybe he was a sinful dad. I don't know what your dad was like. And it creates a blurred vision of what fatherhood is all about. Maybe you find yourself distant from God. Where are you at with God today? Are you far from God? Is my question to you today. And unfortunately, the misconception that we have of our Father God is, well, when I was growing up, and I'm sure it's common to others as well, is that God was in heaven, this long beard, sitting up there throwing around judgment. And where did that come from? I want you to know today that Jesus is calling us back. He wants you to experience his love. So I'm going to read from Ephesians 3, verse 14 to 19. And this is what it says. Listen to this. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp, listen to this, how wide, how long, how high, how deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. This scripture basically states what fatherhood is about. It is about who our Heavenly Father is. His character is that of a father. His character is that of being supreme as Father of our lives. God the Father's true nature is that of love. Amen. God's nature is that he wants good things for us. Amen. So let's delve into the word to see the Father's heart, our Heavenly Father. Let's look at what it says. I'm not going to read the entire scripture because there's a lot of verses, but it's from Luke 15, 11 to 32. And I just want to paraphrase the story to tell you what actually took place. So it's about the prodigal son. And this young man took his inheritance, he squanders it, and ends up being destitute. Ends up working in a pig pen and having to even eat the pig food. But it's because he did things way beyond before what he should have done. And when he was destitute, he returns to his father. And let me draw your attention now to the father. This is the father's heart. Every day he went out, looks across the horizon, and hoping that his son will return. And then the one day, his son, he sees in the far distance there, his son is on his way home. And what does he do? He runs to his son. He embraces his son. And he says, bring the finest cloak and put it on him. And let us now celebrate his return and have a party. Let's celebrate his homecoming. Let us now focus on two key points, and let's look at the love of our Father. Firstly, there's a quote by Brennan Manning. It says, "Trust is that rare and priceless treasure that wins us the affection of our Heavenly Father." Can I read that again to you? Trust is that rare and priceless treasure that wins us the affection of our Heavenly Father. The first point I want to share with you today is that He accepts and He loves you. Amen. The first point we draw from the parable is the unwavering love and acceptance of the Father for His prodigal son. And despite the son's rebellion, despite the son's disobedience, despite his departure, the Father never stops loving him. And that's the heart of our Father. He eagerly anticipates him. Isn't it wonderful? I mean, I know I eagerly anticipate my children when they're coming home for a weekend. They're at varsity at the moment. So when they come home, I'm so excited that they're coming home because now I can prepare for them. Besides the fact that they steal everything that's in my fridge before they go home to Pretoria, and I'm left with nothing, I still delight in them coming home. How much more does our Father delight in us coming home? So no matter how far we stray, how deep our sin is, our God's love for us is constant, always constant. And we can always turn back to Him. Amen. His loving restoration, this is the second point we glean from this parable, is the compassionate mercy and restoration extended by the Father. He has mercy for him and He is restoring him back to Son. Despite the son's unworthiness, despite his past, despite his disobedience, the Father still forgives him and loves him. And this is what He does. He restores his position to beloved son, beloved daughter. Amen. And this illustrates God's unlimited mercy and His desire to reconcile with us as His children. And through Christ's sacrifice on the cross, we are offered not only forgiveness, but we are offered restoration by our Father, no matter how far we've strayed from our Father. I remember this. I'm sharing a lot of my life here today. And so that's my dad. I just absolutely love him. He's not with us anymore. But the one thing I never doubted was my dad's love for me. And this is something that I can hold on to. Isn't that wonderful that we can hold on to knowing that our Father God loves us? My dad was a little bit overprotective, but he would do anything for his children. I remember going home every year for a holiday, and there my dad was with this heap of sand. Now you're wanting to know what's about this heap of sand. Well, the heap of sand was for my children so that they could play on the sand. And I always wondered, you know, does he love them more than he loves me? Because he really did show a lot of love towards them, and I was just chopped liver. But the one thing I did know is that my Father loved my family. My Father loved my children. And knowing that He had a heart of a true dad made me closer, drew me closer to Him. Just like He was accepting, just like the Father. He was generous, just like the Father. He was loving, just like the Father. He was affectionate, just like our Father. And He was kind, just like our Father. We knew we could always come home. Yeah. I could always come home. Home was always home. Isn't it wonderful that in our families here, there's places where, homes where you just know you can come home. And isn't that what we want? We want you to know that when you come here, you're coming home. When we go to be with Dad, we're going home. Amen? Romans 5 verse 8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 8, verse 38 to 39, it says, "For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." The one thing we need to remember is that when we're in harmony with God, we are in harmony with others. And it makes us a happy person. But when you are disconnected from God, you are disconnected from others. And it makes us unhappy. We lose our joy. Amen? The truth is, nothing destroys happiness faster than when we are disconnected from our Heavenly Father. When we are disconnected or isolated from our Father or from each other. Amen? How often do we find ourselves doing that? Even within relationships, we isolate and we disconnect. And I want to ask you, how's that working for you? Probably not. It's not working for you because it really does make us unhappy and it steals our joy. The truth is, nothing destroys happiness faster than conflict in a relationship. So when a young man had conflict with his dad, it caused strife and strain in that relationship. And this led to resentment, it led to guilt, and it led to regret. Amen? So it reminds us that we need not to be disconnected from God and from others. Let's not be disconnected. Let's not be isolated. The moment we say, "God, I'm tired of living the way I've been living, isolated and disconnected," this is what God does. He runs to us and he says, "I'm coming here to embrace you, give you the best cloak." And he says, "We celebrate with a feast, for the son of mine was dead and has now returned to life." Amen. Maybe you're saying, "Gwen, I used to feel close to God. I used to. But I don't feel like that anymore. I don't feel that closeness with him anymore. I've lost my happiness. I've lost my joy. I've lost my that contentment, that love that I thought that I had. There's something missing." Remember, God didn't move. We moved because he is the immovable God. Know that God sees you. I want you to know this today. He sees you as extremely valuable, and he wants you to return to him. Amen? And when you do, he'll be filled with love and compassion. This is what Luke 15:20 says. "So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and he kissed him." Church, today I want you to know, Father God is waiting for you. And when he sees you, he's going to run towards you. And he's going to embrace you. And he's going to love you. And he's going to have compassion for you. And he's going to put that beautiful cloak on you. And he's going to say, "You are mine. You are my child. I love you with an unconditional love." Returning to our Heavenly Father and being in right relationship with him is the only way to true joy and happiness. Would you stand with me? Do you close your eyes and put your hand on your heart this morning? I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think you're okay? And now we can do an honest introspection and ask yourself today, where am I truly at with my God? Am I far off? Have I separated myself from him? Can you hear him calling you back? The one application that I want to give to you today is this. Come home. Come home to Jesus. Come home to Abba Father. Come home. In closing, please keep your eyes closed. The parable of the prodigal son shows us the heart of our Heavenly Father, and it reminds us of his unfailing love, compassion, and mercy, and relentless pursuit of reconciliation with his children. Let's come home. Let's humbly return to the embrace of our Heavenly Father our loving Father, knowing that His heart is ever open to receive us with grace, forgiveness, and mercy. You can release your hand from your heart, but keep your eyes closed this morning. I want us to pray. Father, I just want to thank You for Your goodness. There is none like You. There's no one that loves us the way You do. There's no one that forgives us the way You do. There's no one that stands at our heart, the door of our hearts, and knocks on that door until we open. There's nobody like that. And Father, we just say thank You. Thank You that You never leave us nor forsake us. Thank You, Father, that Your heart is a heart of compassion, a heart that is constantly filled with love for us. You want us to come and sit on your lap and recline against Your chest. And You want to hold us because we are Your children. You want us to be in right relationship with You. And Lord, I just thank You that each and every one of us, that You would work in our hearts, Lord. If we're far from You, bring us close. May we draw close to You and You draw close to us. I pray this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Please keep your eyes closed. This is a different call. You may be here today. Maybe you've been searching for a while for a sense of just meaning and purpose. The truth is, meaning and purpose can only come from Jesus. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to bless you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. Jesus says in the Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Jesus is the only way to the Father. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Today, if you confess your sin to God, He will forgive you. This gift of new life in Jesus is free, but it requires for us to lay down our lives and pick up our cross. That means that we surrender our lives to Jesus and walk in a newness of life. Today, God is going to take out the heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh. Today, if you're going to live a life following Him, He's going to do that for you. He's going to draw close to you. If that is you, when I pray, I want you to know that it's going to change your life. Right now, you might be feeling a stirring in your heart. That is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. And I'm calling on you. If you don't have a relationship with Him, this is between you and God. This is not for us to embarrass you. This is not about the person next to you. This is between you and God. And so we're going to pray a prayer with you, but just know that the team's going to come around. They're going to put something in your hand. Don't be alarmed by that. That's just reading material to take home. I'm going to count to three. And if you want to make this decision today, don't leave this place without making this decision today. God is calling you home. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, Jesus. Don't walk out of here without making this decision. Father, we just thank You that You are God who loves us. You want a relationship with us. And Lord, I know that today You've spoken to many. And Lord, I just pray that this word would ignite something in our hearts. I pray that as we go from this place, Lord, that You will continue to speak to us and to stir in our hearts, Lord, to be in right relationship with You. To come home to You. I pray this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
We trust that you've been encouraged by the sermon. If you have decided to commit your life to Jesus, congratulations on the best decision of your life. Please let us know at info@connectionschurch.co.za. We'd love to celebrate your decision and help you navigate your new relationship with God. May God bless you.